Gwen Gillan now calls Madison home, but her roots are in the South, where she fought for civil rights. Jeff Burkhardt brings us her story.
Civil rights leader Stokely Carmichael called her a gutsy little sister. At 17, Gwen Gillan became the youngest staff member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Now, the retired teacher calls Madison home, but she grew up in Anniston, Alabama, one of seven children.
My first memory is that three-room shack, and oftentimes when you see old movies of the South and the slave huts, you see these three-room shacks where we didn't have electricity. We had candle lights at night, and there was no refrigerator, and the ice man used to come around. So we pretty much had the same meal every day until I graduated from high school. We had beans and cornbread.
Later, they moved to Bear Mash at the foot of the Appalachians, where they picked plums and blueberries, and they had electricity and running water. Gwen's mother was one of the people who petitioned the local government for it.
She worked as a maid, but she insisted that we go to school every day. You couldn't make the law a C. She wanted a B or an A. During my senior year, I got chosen for a scholarship to go to Tougaloo College in Tougaloo, Mississippi.
It was there at Tougaloo College in 1963 that she met members of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
When I got to Tougaloo, I met the civil rights people, and I asked them, well, how can I be a part of the movement? And they said, well, you can join us. And so I dropped out of Tougaloo College in about 2 weeks after being there and joined the civil rights movement and became a staff member of SNCC.
Gwen later went to Oberlin College in preparation for the Freedom Summer of 1964.
We weren't making any progress, so to speak, just sitting in at lunch counters and stuff like that. So we thought the best thing to do was to register people to vote.
On the first day of Freedom Summer, June 21st, 1964, three young civil rights workers were murdered. They, like Gwen, had been registering black voters in Mississippi. The men were arrested by the police on trumped-up charges and then released after dark into the hands of the Ku Klux Klan.
We went hunting for them in Neshoba County, and we would go in at night in black clothing and walk around the bushes and stuff and see if we could find them. I think they found them about a week or two later. It was frightening, but we had to do something.
Gwen continued to work for SNCC for the next 2 years. Then in 1966, she was offered a scholarship to the UW-Madison.
And I personally wanted to understand American history. I was a person and an American, and I didn't feel I should be treated any different than anybody else. And I just couldn't understand why they did that.
She studied American history, as she planned, and eventually got a degree in special education. She continued to be active in the civil rights movement on campus and in Milwaukee. Gwen's time fighting for civil rights in Alabama, Mississippi, and Wisconsin helped her understand herself and the importance of political participation.
I learned that you should vote every time. I think that voting matters.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.